Hello, everybody. Welcome to the MTG Place Podcast. I'm your host, Corey, and with me, like always, is James. How's it going, James?
Doing good here. How are we doing, everybody?
I'm doing pretty good. We're doing a lot of drafts. We've been having a lot of videos come out on YouTube you can watch.
We've been having a few game nights lately, which has been fun. The little Commander the other night, which was fun. We got some Vintage Cube coming up on Thursday here, so we're keeping ourselves busy and in the game, if you will. So, yeah, it's been a good time diving in as much as we can.
I just want to say thanks to everyone who supports us on Patreon. You can find that in the show notes and on mtgplace.net. Links to that, along with all the cool perks you get with that for the different levels. Also, you know, free way to support us, subscribe to us on YouTube. Like I said, we have like a video coming out almost every day this month. So,
yep,
got a lot of videos.
Got a schedule, which is always good.
But so today on the podcast, we are basically going to be talking about all of the crazy announcements that happened during the last couple weeks here. We got all the stuff from Gen Con.
Yeah, Gen Con was pretty big.
There was a banned and restricted announcement. And a couple other things.
Yeah.
It's time for Magic News!
So, Gen Con, huh? It's kind of our main topic for tonight.
Yeah, I didn't go. I'm assuming you didn't either.
No.
I heard there was like 80,000 people there or something insane.
Yeah, pretty big turnout. Crazy amount of people for sure.
Lots of Magic was played. There were some people that stole a bunch of Magic cards. So I'm assuming
whole pallet.
Yeah. I'm assuming they'll get busted.
Oh, yeah. They were totally caught on camera. They're not getting away with it.
Yeah.
It was something and, like 200K of shit or something like that was taken. It's like actually insane. So, don't be stupid.
But let's see. So first off, the ban restricted announcement was really more just unbannings. Modern Preordain was unbanned.
Yeah, that's a big freaking deal. That's been banned for a long time. So
So now you can play some Storm again, smooth out some draws and Kijiki decks and all that. Legacy, Mind's Desire was unbanned. So it's all spells deck is back.
Yay! Just what we wanted. I'm so excited.
I'm like, yeah, whatever, you know. At least it's just unbanning. It's not like they banned something.
Yeah, like something dumb.
You know, everyone was like, oh, they're going to ban Bowmasters or something. I'm like, they could, but honestly, I mean, it dies to removal. So, like,
it's easy enough to kill. They're not going to ban it. If it had, like, Hexproof or some shit, then maybe, but.
So this year, we have Doctor Who, first we have Wilds of Eldraine is coming out in
September. Yep, which is going to be sick. I know we've kind of talked on this a little bit earlier, but the original Throne of Eldraine was a really fun set, so it's going to be really fun to see this come back to Magic.
Yeah, so that'll be really cool. That's in September. October, Doctor Who's going to come out.
Yep, also looking really sweet from what we've seen. We've seen some spoilers already for that one.
Towards the end of the year, you're going to have the Lost Caverns of Ixalan, which is back to Ixalan, but they're going to have a crossover with some Jurassic Park stuff in there, just like they kind of did with Brothers War, where you could get the Transformer cards in packs.
Yeah, so that's going to be pretty cool. I believe it's the 30th anniversary of Jurassic Park or some shit, so.
Yeah, so hopefully it'll be cool.
Yeah, should be a cool little promo.
Then they said that we're going to go back to Ravnica with the murders at Karlov Manor.
Yeah. Again, it's like the fourth time.
So that'll be kind of cool. There's also going to be a Magic Ravnica Clue Edition, which is a standalone Clue game that mixes Magic with Clue.
Oh, God. Okay. I'll be interested to see how they mash that together, but
my guess it'll be like kind of the other Where, like, the other Clue games where it's basically just, like, Clue,
just like a theme.
The characters are from Ravnica.
Right.
Then there's going to be a crossover with Fallout.
That's pretty sick.
Interesting.
Fallout's fun.
And it's going to be Commander decks. Then a new set, and this is all in 2024 now, too. So a new set called Outlaws of Thunder Junction, which is going to be like a Wild West style magic set. That's
pretty cool.
And then also 24, Assassin's Creed crossover.
Yep, that's going to be really interesting. Yeah, lots of story mixed in with that.
There's going to be a Modern Horizons 3.
Yep, so more hopefully staples and stuff being reprinted. So hopefully you'll be able to grab some if you don't have them.
Yep, then there's going to be Bloomborough. Which is,
yep. So we have a brand new thing, basically. Yeah,
some new plane called Bloomborough Animal Friends or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess it's gonna be like an animal themed or something like
that. The artwork looks like it's like a sage squirrel human thing. So
yeah, it's like an anthropomorphic squirrel. Yeah. I mean, I'm interested to see what this looks like. So yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it turns out.
Then there's going to be a Duskmourn set, which is a new plane that draws inspiration from 1980s horror movies. So it's kind of like being in the haunted house. Innistrad Remastered will be coming.
Innistrad's cool.
Probably in 25. There's going to be a Final Fantasy crossover set at some point.
That one I'm very interested in. I'm a big Final Fantasy
fan. It says it'll be 1 to 16, so we'll see how that works.
Yeah, that's a lot of games to cover, so I'm very interested to see what they actually put in the sets from those games.
Yeah, and then there's going to be some sort of racing slash
wacky races or whatever
twist.
I don't know what this is.
Codename Tennis, so who knows? Mm-hmm.
This is like way in the future now, so we don't actually know. But
they'll return to Tarkir at some point, so that's obviously going to be a bunch of dragons.
Yeah, more dragons.
There's going to be some sort of sci-fi alien space set. They're probably going to return to Lorwyn.
It's been a long time since we've had a set there, so that'll be kind of fun.
And then rumored in 26, they will possibly wrap up the conclusion of the Eldraine story by going back to Strixhaven. So.
Cool. We'll have to see how that all pans out. But there's a lot of very interesting. We have a very interesting timeline, just with a lot of different themes and sets. So I'm interested in seeing, what'll happen with all this. Good mix of new and old.
And then there's currently a new Secret Lair Commander deck you can get right now, and it's Angels. So it's just like they did with the Cute, the Brute, and whatever. It's all reprints of Angels. With different art, 95 reprints, 30-time first-time foil basics, 10 double-faced tokens, 2 double-faced display cards. It's good. It for sure has Gisela, Bruna, Archangel, Thune, all that stuff. I'm assuming they have a full card game. Oh, these Gisellas look actually really cool. So you got the Meld Angels.
Yeah, that's... We haven't... Yeah, when did Meld come out? That was a while ago, wasn't it?
Eldritch Moon, I think.
Yeah, that was a little ways back. Yeah, it'll be cool to see some of that stuff again. Yes, indeed.
Still checking. I didn't miss anything, but there was a ton of stuff.
Yep. A lot happened. A lot of big turnout, too, so... Definitely cool.
Oh, obviously. Cool. Also, I don't know if you heard Post Malone bought the One of One ring.
For I did hear about that. Or something. He outbid like the shop who was going to buy it or whatever it was. So, yeah, I guess now the owner of the One Ring is Post Malone. You're welcome.
And let's see. We got some finance news here. Because of the unbans, Mind Desire is now up to $14 from like $1.
500% increase. Or no, sorry, 1,000% increase. My bad.
Preordain's up to $2 now from like 50 cents.
Yeah, that's also not surprising.
Creative Teachings has been going up because Legacy has been playing it a lot, and Mind Desire, it works with Mind Desire.
Yeah.
Taunt from the Rampart. It's another card from those Lord of the Rings Commander decks that are coming up. Ugin has jumped up to like almost $50 now too again.
I'm not surprised. Ugin's really good. I'm surprised it was cheap to begin with.
Well, it was down to like 25 after they reprinted it in the...
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
All right, now we're going to see if you can guess.
Oh, no.
Magic sets. Now, this time we are on... If I can find it. Fallen Empires. Which is a terrible Magic set, and I don't know...
I don't know anything from that set.
Played much in it, but...
You don't think I have...
Can you guess the five most expensive cards from what is widely considered one of the worst Magic sets?
I think you're going to have to give me a lot of hints on this one, because I don't know this set at all.
Well, the most expensive card is a land.
Okay. So I'm sure it's non-basic.
Probably only see in Commander, and probably for a group hug deck.
A group hug deck? So, like, oh, okay, so, what is it, like, one that makes you draw cards?
No.
Or make everybody draw cards? Or make everybody get land?
Close.
What the hell land is that? I don't even know if I can.
I have this card. It's the most expensive card in Fallen Empires.
That's hilarious. Is it like erotic or exotic orchard or something like that? We call it erotic orchard as a joke.
No, it's Rainbow Veil, which is tap out a mana of any color to your mana pool, and then you pass it to an opponent.
Oh, that's that card, right? Okay, yeah, I have seen that played, not very many times though. That's
it's worth $8.
Woo! Most expensive card. $8. That's how you know it's a winner of a set.
All right, next is an artifact I've never seen played in my life.
Well, that's a good sign. Is it something dumb like Brass Gnat?
So it's Conch Horn, which is it's playable actually though. It's two mana for an artifact. With pay one, tap, sack it, draw two, then put a card from your hand on top.
So okay.
It's like a mini brainstorm in an artifact.
You could at least play it.
This one, I don't know if you would have played it or not, but it's an elf. The third one's an elf.
Okay, so is it a mana dork?
No. It's an elf that would go in like a sapling deck.
Oh, is it the one that gives you saplings +1/+1 or whatever it is?
No.
Oh, okay. No, it's not. It's not that. I know that's a card. I can't remember if that's an elf or not.
So it's Elvish Farmer.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know that one.
So it's a 0/2 for two. At the beginning of your upkeep, you put a spore counter on it, and then you remove 3 spore counters to make a 1/1 sapling, and you could sack a sapling to gain 2 life.
Okay, that's fine, I guess. Not like amazing, but it just makes basically.
The next that card's only $4, so the third most expensive card is $4.
Okay. Really going downhill there.
This card here is worth $370. It's the fourth most expensive card. It's a black card, and it's a 5-mana 2/2. Do you know what? Well, it has an effect.
Royal Assassin or something like that?
No. So it's a 5-mana 2/2 Thrall. It's Thrall Champion. This is all Thralls get +1/+1.
Okay.
And it has tap, gain control of target Thrall as long as you control Thrall Champion.
Okay, so it's like a full-on just tribal
deal.
Not like anyone plays Thralls, but...
Yeah. All right, and then the fifth most of the card is $3. I don't know if you've ever played with this card either. But it's a dwarf.
Okay, I don't know many dwarfs, honestly. Outside of like the Lord of the Rings sets. It's like the... I'm trying to think. There's like the ones that have like Mountain Walk. I know those are a thing. Is it that? Is that so some of those ones?
It's Dwarven Armor. It's one red for a 0/2 that has pay a red, tap it, discard a card from your hand, put a +0/+1 counter or a +1/+0 counter on target creature.
That's very interesting.
So it's not even +1/+1. One or the other counter.
+1/+0 or +0.
Only card I've ever seen that makes those kind of counters. But
that's so random.
Then Fungal Bloom is $3, which is put a spore counter on a fungus. And then, you know, down to like the $2 range, just Hymn to Turok is the first card you probably played
yeah,
with.
Yeah, that's actually well known. It's actually played in a deck. Of some kind, at least. Yeah, I didn't know like any of those other cards. Like, what the hell is this shit? Yeah, that is an example of an awesome set from Magic that no one plays. No, it's I hadn't even heard of like most of those cards. I have heard of at least the Veil, but that's like the only one. That's just because I've seen it played in Commander like twice, like ever. good times.
All right, well, that's all for the news, so I'm gonna move on to
Corey's crazy card.
My crazy card here this week.
Corey's crazy card.
Yeah, so this week I'm doing Spatial Binding.
What on earth is that?
So it is a blue and a black for an enchantment that has pay one life until your next upkeep, target permanent can't phase out. So if you're sick and tired of people playing Teferi's Protection and using Teferi and all that garbage, you can stop them from phasing out.
That's actually really awesome. Fuck you, Teferi. You don't phase out this time. I'm going to kill you. Yeah, especially the planeswalker is such a pain in the ass to deal with, too. Like, oh, I phase it every round. You can't target it. It's so dumb. So, hey, there's a
again,
counter.
Like, it's a crazy card, obviously, because like it's horrible like that you even want to play this in your deck to like unless your opponent plays a lot of phasing out cards.
Yeah, phasing so
it's more of a. It's more of a sideboard hate card.
Phasing is not a ability you see very often.
Like, it is back more now recently, but
yeah, it's like Teferi's Protection and Teferi are like the two things that phase that like you will probably
and then, like
instead of that you don't see it. You don't see it at all, really.
Yeah.
James's Jungle.
All right, so James Jungle card this week is actually a card I recently was told about. I didn't even know existed until literally this week. And it's insane, so I was surprised I didn't. It's called Thromok the Insatiable. It is 3 red-green for a 0/0 legendary creature that's a Hellion, but... Oh, it's not just a 0/0, my friends. It has Devour X. So what that means is usually a creature has like Devour 1, Devour 2. So it gets like you Devour X amount of creatures and it gets +1/+1 or +2/+2, depending on if it's like Devour 2 or 1 or whatever. No, this is Devour X. So basically, however many creatures you devour, that's how many +1/+1 counters it gets on it. So if you devour just one dude... Well, it gets a +1/+1 counter. If it devour 2, it gets 2 +2/+2 counters on it, right? I think I'm saying that right.
Every creature you devoured would give you 2 if you devoured 2. So you get 4 counters.
Yeah.
So you basically square it. So 3.
Yeah, so it's like it's
sort of
like devoured squared.
Yeah.
So it's like 3, well you get it's a 9/9.
Yeah.
You do 4, it's a 16/16. It's ridiculous. It's actually insane. Literally if it's like it costs 5, so if you devour literally more than like 3 things, it's just
Insane.
Like, imagine vowing five things. Oh, yeah, I have a 25-25 on the field. Just, pfft, like, okay. Yeah. You can really one-hit somebody with that. Right. Like, really?
Very good if you have a lot of tokens to eat.
Like, sure, it doesn't do anything else, but it's just a big bomb. Like, and it's...
Yeah, you just got to protect it for a turn until you can swing with it, or just put Greaves on it or something.
Yeah, just put Greaves or, you know, like, have, like, you know, a heroic intervention in your hand or something to protect it. Like, and then, yeah, this thing is just... And then, like, if you have something, like, if a trample, you just blow through everything. So, yeah, this thing's crazy.
All right, well, that's all for today's episode. But remember to follow us on YouTube, check out all of our videos, and every way, other way to support us and all of our podcasts and links to our videos and all of our pages is at mtgplace.net.
Thank you so much for the support, guys, and thanks for watching us. We'll see you next time.